Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.
Today we're talking about assessment of landowner willingness to manage for ecosystem services. Hello, I'm Amy Myers, and welcome to Farm and Family. Today we're speaking with Dr. Robert Gralla, Mississippi State University Department of Forestry Professor. Dr. Gralla, we're talking today about a study that was conducted by MSU researchers and extension faculty assessing ecosystem service values and program delivery in important habitats. Give me some background of the project.
I'm happy to be here. I work on this project with Dr. Jason Gordon, who is a faculty in the Department of Forestry Extension. This project was conducted for the Gulf Coastal Plains and Ozark Landscape Conservation Cooperative. This is a large region stretching from Florida to Texas, Missouri, Tennessee, Georgia, and then back to Florida. This region represents many unique habitats. We cooperated with several institutions that included Duke University and also a Natural Resources Conservation Service of the U.S. Department of Agriculture and Mississippi Farm Bureau Federation. Our project goal was to explore landowners' attitudes towards conservation efforts and identify their willingness to participate in the conservation program's data designed to increase provision of ecosystem services. The reason we conducted this research is that our capability to leverage and implement conservation efforts really depends on our ability to understand what drives landowners' land management decisions and what values they have, and then how to incorporate those drivers and values into our conservation efforts. In our survey, we sent questionnaires to 6,000 landowners with at least 10 acres of property located in bottomland hardwoods, open pastelands, and grasslands. And this could be either forest land or agricultural land. Other than acreage, the landowners were selected randomly to participate in our study. There were 2,000 questionnaires sent to each habitat type. This information can be used by natural resource educators, managers, and decision makers to prioritize efforts promoting conservation.
One of the most important parts of your study was to explore landowners' interactions with professionals. So how often do landowners contact federal and state organizations like Extension about conservation programs?
The results indicated that, unfortunately, landowners rarely contacted agencies for technical or assistance programs, except county and university extension service, which was contacted seldomly. This means that landowners are missing on many opportunities that are out there to assist them on how to manage land and how to implement their conservation practices. This also means that agencies, including MSU Extension, may need to rethink the idea of getting out there to assist landowners and make them aware of conservation efforts. When it comes to cost share and technical programs, NRCS and soil and water district programs were rated with high satisfaction scores. So those agencies are doing something right, and we can learn from them.
Did you find that landowners were willing to participate in conservation programs?
I will try to give you a short version. We assessed a landowner willingness to participate in conservation activities using three different scenarios that were designed for three different unique habitats: open pine stands in the East Gulf Coastal Plain, bottomland hardwoods in Mississippi Alluvial Valley, and grasslands in the interior highlands. In each scenario, a landowner was asked to consider enrollment in a new 10-year conservation program in exchange for an annual payment. We described the program to landowners. We also described benefits and requirements associated with each program. What we have found was that 28% of landowners with predominantly open pine stands on their property were willing to participate in the conservation program at any payment level. And on average, they were willing to participate at $128 per acre per year for 10 years. 25% of landowners with predominantly bottomland hardwood stands on their property were willing to participate at any payment level, and on average, they would participate at $150 per acre per year for 10 years. And 29% of landowners with predominantly grasslands on their property were willing to participate at any payment level, and on average, they would be willing to participate in such a program at $166 per acre per year for a 10-year contract.
Where can listeners go for more information?
Anyone interested can find more information on the Mississippi State University Extension publication website. They can also go to a Forest and Wildlife Research Center website. And of course, they can go to the website of our research sponsor, GCPO LCC.
Today, we've been speaking with Dr. Robert Gralla, forestry professor. I'm Amy Myers, and this has been Farm and Family. Have a great day.
Farm and Family is a production of the Mississippi State University Extension Service.